anything of significance that you achieve in life requires some level of effort, some level of sacrifice on your time, some level of dedication of time, energy, and sometimes money. Anything. Think about it. If a student is going to pass an exam, there is some level of dedication required in terms of studying, in terms of revising. If you're going to get a job, there's some level of preparation required in terms of finding out about the company, preparing for an interview, and making sure that during the first few days when you join the company, you impress them so that they will confirm you as a permanent employee. If you're going to have a successful wedding, it requires significant amounts of planning, resource mobilization, getting the right people. So why do you think that you can achieve success without paying at least some price in terms of effort, in terms of energy, and in terms of money? Hello, welcome to the Half Hour with Jonah Mungoshi, and today we are discussing paying the price of progress. So many people come to me and say, hey, listen, I heard you on radio, I've read what you've written, I've seen you on television, I saw you online, and I like what you do. Tell me, how can I quickly achieve success in record time? If I was to get a dollar each time somebody asks me a question along those lines, I think I would be a rich Mbingaldo by now. The point is this. Most people want the success but are not willing to pay the price. If you want instant success, tell you what, you're listening to the wrong program right now. Switch off, change stations. I'm not talking about instant success. I'm talking about real success using tried and tested methods that I validate on this program through the accounts of some of the members that I've been working with. And I've been doing this for a long time. Trust me, I'm not a fly-by-night mafikizolo. I've been in this business full-time since 2003. So what have I learned about paying the price? Today is day number 124 since the year started. I want to put things in perspective. If in those 124 days, you have not achieved some significant change in terms of the following areas, then trust me, you're not likely to see any purposeful transformation. Some level of change. In terms of these areas. Number one, your thinking. How has your thinking changed since the beginning of the year? Are you thinking the same thoughts over and over again? For example, when you encounter a problem, what are the thoughts that enter your head? Is it like, why am I so unlucky? Is it like, ndinemnyama? What kind of thinking goes through your head? Do you think problems multiply, friends become few, and things are just going from bad to worse? Do you think, given this challenge, what can I do about it? That's a thinking process. And you know, everything in life that is man-made starts as a thought. Thought is creative, right? So, mafungiro ako ariku attract my results ariku wana. If your thinking hasn't changed, if your thinking is at the same level it was when the year started, trust me, the danger is that the year will end without you having made any progress because you will not have paid the price in terms of changing your thinking. That's the price. Price iri pakuzvishandura kwaunoita. We're talking of a student, right? That student kuti pase exam anoverenga. Parikuverenga arikutochinja mafungiro arikuita. You're changing your thinking process. When you're preparing for a job interview, you're changing your thinking process. When you decide that, you know, enough is enough, I will not spend my time dwelling on gossiping, nemakuwa and interview, you are changing your thinking process. So we need to look at how we can change our thinking process. That's one of the major prices that you have to pay for your progress. Number two, change in what you say. Words are prophetic. They are a self-fulfilling prophecy. What you say with your word is a declaration you are making to the universe. And sooner or later, it will be manifest. So if the words you say, the way you say them hasn't changed at the beginning of the year, trust me, you are not going to make any significant progress. Number three, change in terms of your actions. You will see that with the Skirire Dora program that I've started, and I'll talk a little bit about it during the program, there's been a lot of emphasis on action taking, planning your week, coming up with one major goal that you focus on, breaking that goal into three key actions, taking those actions, reflecting on those actions, and then planning what you're going to do next week. That's about action taking. Since the year started, have you taken any action? Prior to 2021, I'd never taken this action. Question mark. If you have not taken an action you'd never taken before, trust me, you are not paying the price. And lastly, networking. Are you hanging around the same people you've hung around since forever? If you haven't changed the kind of people you hang around, you are not paying the price in terms of your networking. So those are four areas in which we need to pay the price if we're going to make progress. Number one, mentally, your thinking has to change. Number two, speaking. The words you utter with your mouth have to be different in order for you to pay that price. Number three, actions. The actions you are taking must be actions that move you out of what you're used to into what you're not used to. Into that discomfort zone. And number four, networking. The people you hang around and how you interact with those people, that determines the price you need to pay. Are you ready to pay the price for real success? Then stick around and I'll see you on the other side.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Chamnoro Magamora, aged 56, married with 5 children. The first 4 are now working and the last one is actually doing A-levels. I'm a fashion designer based at Avondale Shopping Center, and I specialize in ladies' wear, that is bridal wear, African outfits, evening wear, kids' clothes, men's shirts, and catering. I've joined the Skill of Dora program in March this year. I used to make at least 1 to 2 dresses a day, and as a result of the Skill of Dora program, I've actually increased my output to 3 to 5 dresses a day. I set myself a 90-day goal to up my game and increase my staff complement from 2 to 4. In order to achieve this goal, I have actually started working on increase my work inflows. As a result of the Skill of Dora program, I've taken the following actions. I've started by at least setting myself 1 goal a day to make sure that at the end of every day, I've actually achieved that one particular goal. Then from 1 day a goal, I've moved to setting myself 3 major action points per week and followed them through and make sure that by the end of the week, I've actually done what I've set myself at the end of the day. Because of this program, I've actually realize the following results. Because I set myself daily and weekly goals, my work now flows consistently. And because there was consistency of workflow, my work actually inflows have actually increased due to my customers making a lot of referrals to me. And these people are actually pleased with the way I'm doing my work. The second key result area is that there's so much consistency in my work. There's smooth flow of work. I've actually increased my turnaround time. My cash inflows have actually increased. And because of this, it is now time that I engage extra staff, because right now I'm actually overloaded with work. Ladies and gentlemen, I tell you, by the end of this program, I would have actually employed the extra staff that I need. And I would like to urge all of you who are not on this program to join the Skill of Dora program. Because I tell you, if you want to become a better businessman, an efficient businessman, and increase your turnaround, increase your income flows, join this program. It works. I thank you.
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing absolutely well. You're saying purposeful progress. I hear you. but I love the part where you say, good, most people want success but not willing to sacrifice and pay the price. Success will come, but then it's not effort. And you spoke about Wamwa Notongo in the interview. I was not going to do research about the company, and you're expecting to charge one about Sairo. I was not going to do the capital question. The station is, you know, but frequency modulation. So, yeah, I think very interesting that you brought those things up.
Yeah, it is something that keeps coming up when I'm talking to people. So, and then I say, how best can I assist? And I thought this week, let me talk about this, because we are also facing a danger where there are a lot of charlatans. Pane vanhu vakagadzirira vanoti day in, day out, they are planning means and ways of helping you to part with your hard-earned cash. And most of these people will promise you heaven and give you hell. But one common trait is that they'll tell you how easy it is, that in an instant, this is no knack, right? And unfortunately, a lot of people fall for this. So just a sobering talk could actually, you know what, if you study even the lives of most of the highly successful people who know whose success we can track, you'll find a lot of hard work went into there. And you'll find that in the process, what actually started was the internal change. Vakatangane shanduko mukati mavo, yakazounza shanduko kunze kune zvatinoona. It's like a farmer who doesn't like, you know, the results she's getting in a field. She can't start by just saying, I want the fruits, I want the harvest to be good. She has to now say, what is the problem? What is the seed I'm using? What is the quality of the soil that I'm using? What additives do I need to put in the soil? What nutrients do I need to put? How often do I need to water? And all that is the price that she is paying for the eventual harvest. In some cases, maybe this farmer has been doing it for years, and yet, all those years, she's just not reaching her full potential. If she works really hard, but is not changing, the results will not change. So hard work alone is not enough. It's not just hard work. But what I'm talking about here, bottom line, is the change you have to undergo in order for you to attract the success you want, to become the person you want, to manifest whatever you want to manifest into the world. Are we together?
Okay.
Did I lose you? Are you there?
Yeah, are we following? We hear
fantastic,
you.
Fantastic. Oh, fantastic. Yeah, because sometimes we get disconnected. So I just wanted to make sure we are not disconnected. So maybe let me talk a little bit about two of those points, and then I'll pause for some feedback as well as WhatsApp. The first two points I mentioned are habits of thought. Now, some people might think, it's really complicated. It's not really that complicated when you think about it. Mafungiro ako ano influence kwa nezvinhu zvakati kuti. Chekutanga, when I was studying computer programming, they now call it software development, we learned an acronym or abbreviation ekuti GIGO. Garbage in, garbage out. In other words, if you input into a computer program nonsense, you are likely to get output in nonsense. So if we input into our heads what we feed our mind on, negative, we are not likely to achieve positive results. So what is it that you put into your head? Is it about gossiping? What do you read most of the time? Even if you go on social media, what are you putting into your head? This doesn't require munane degree. It doesn't need that. So you can start doing this right now and just looking at what is it that I tend to allow into my head? When I get free time, how do I use that time? So what you're feeding into your head determines the quality of thinking that you have, the habits of thought. And I've said this before, and I'll say it, and I think you noted it when I said it last time, that no thought lives in your head rent-free. So, there is something, they will affect you sooner or later in one way or the other. Still on the habits of thought, there is what is called self-talk. Matauriro aunoita mupfungwa dzako kana uchitaura wega. Kune matauriro ari empowering, kune matauriro ari disempowering. If you focus on your weakness and you are your worst critic and you're always telling yourself kuti ndiri kutadza, handigoni, ndiri dofo or whatever, it's very difficult for you to then achieve different results because of that negative self-talk. And it's a matter of habit. Habit, it means because you don't make any effort. The other one I spoke about in the intro was response to problems. When you encounter problems, how do you respond? You need to get to a situation where you tell yourself, I am bigger than my problems. And you can even look in the past and say, I've had problems before and I've managed to deal with them. So all that goes into what I would call your thought habits. If you turn that around, you can now have positive thinking. For example, pananunzma affirmations. Affirmations are deliberate statements that you make about yourself for what you want to be, what you want to do. One classic affirmation I give people is, Pandai prepare to take part in the World Championship of Public Speaking that I took part in 2002 and I came third in the world. I came up with an affirmation that said, I'm the world champion of public speaking. I feel it in my bones and in my thinking, stunning the audience with my passionate voice and every judge making me the only choice. And I would say this over and over and over again. So these are positive statements that you say about yourself that you are planting into every aspect of your being. Every cell of your being must believe this. And you get to do this by repetition. When people are brainwashed, they are made to repeat certain statements over and over and over again. And as we have proven, even in this country, if an advert is played numerous times, even if you hate it, one day you'll find yourself mimicking it or murmuring to yourself or singing it. So these are all habits of thought. And the first thing you can do, two things you can immediately start doing. One, cut out the negativity. Garbage in, garbage out. People you are allowing into your mind who are negative, who dwell on gossiping, backbiting, blaming, finding fault, complaining. You need to stay away from those people. Stay away from that media. Stay away from such negative influences. Number two, start using an affirmation. Find a statement you can say about yourself. I'm a child of God, created in his image to reflect his glory in everything that I do. I don't know, but come up with a positive affirmation and say it often to yourself as if your life depends upon it. Number two, habits of speech. Can I see the price you have to pay? As I've said before, the only person who likes change is a baby with a wet nappy. And as you have listened to me, I hope you have taken stock to say, since the year began, has my thinking changed in any way? Have I taken any effort? Because as long as you're thinking the same way you've been thinking, you'll get the same results. The same applies to speech. The power of speech, they say life, the Bible actually says life and death lies in the power of the tongue. Rurimi. But a lot of people look at this as in how you can harm other people with your words. Most people don't look at what you can do to yourself using your words, how you can empower yourself using your words, or how you can weaken yourself using your words. And this is not just from a school of thought of personal development. If you go into science, into the science of the mind, right, you'll find there's something called neuro-linguistic programming, NLP. And it's about how we can program ourselves using our words. Prayer is an expression of our inner desires using our words. Affirmations that I've already talked about is the use of words. So how you use your words has a big impact on what you achieve in the end. A lot of people don't realize this, but when you think about it, if you look at people who are failures or who you classify as failures, they have a certain pattern of talking. Even from different villages, different tribes, different countries, there is a certain language that they use. And I'm not talking of languages in English or Shona, but ndikutaura languages in mazwi avanonyanya kutaura zvisinei kuti wapindurira mumutauro upi. There's a certain language that you find among successful people. And one of those is they have the language of possibilities and opportunities. Pese pavari, vanenge vachitarisa kuti what are the possibilities? Ndezvipi zvandingakwanisa kuita? Ndeipi mikana iripo? Pane vanhu vari kutarisa ma problems pese pavari, and they're only looking at complaining, moaning and groaning. And I'm saying, your tongue, is it uttering words Are you speaking words that empower you or that disempower you? One is a thing you can start doing now. It's not the full picture, but it's a starting point. Because I know people say, no, Zimwezimzawatara is really complicated. Can you simplify it? What is it that I can start doing right now that if I consistently do maybe for the next 90 days, it can start making a change in my life? One of the simplest things you can start doing now is appreciating and expressing gratitude. As simple as it is, if you go through your day constantly appreciating, finding things to be grateful for, it changes your thinking. It changes your language. And ultimately, it changes your perspective on how you look at life. And it influences your action. So let me pause there. Two things you can start doing to pay price. One, change your thoughts. Two, change your speech. How do you change your thoughts? Take away negative people from you. Have an affirmation. How do you change your speech? Start being appreciative. Expressing appreciation and being more grateful. Let me pause for a moment.
Great. So we will press pause in just a bit just to listen to a voice note here that we have of a member of Skiriwe Dora. So we will press pause in just a bit just to get a bit of feedback on how it's playing out on their end. But a few messages also coming through here. Jonah, someone says here, garbage in, garbage out. I like that. Mwangati, amen, Glenda, anzi kutsungirira nekuwa ne vision, nekushanda ne simba kuno kushita pa Ebenisa. I'm voting for the song. Big up to Mr. Mungoshi there. I see you. Then someone else comes through saying, Hanzi, is your easier said than done. But I heard you saying, yeah, that successful people see opportunities everywhere. I'm with no go complainers, ninge chungo na rima chete all the time. And I like what you said about the fact that ukaita input nonsense. The output is nonsense as well. So habits of thought, habits of speech. So some of the things that you gave us as something to ponder on. But let's just quickly listen here, Jonah, to a member of Skirire Dora and find out how it's playing out on the end.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Shanoro Magamura. Aged 56, married with 5 children. The first 4 are now working, and the last one is actually doing A-level. I'm a fashion designer based at Afro Shopping Center, and I specialize in ladies' wear, that is the bridal wear, African outfits, evening wear, kids' clothes, men's shirts, and catering. I've joined the Skill of Dora program in March this year. I used to make at least 1 to 2 dresses a day. And as a result of the Skill of Dora program, I've actually increased my output to three to five dresses a day. I set myself a 90-day goal to up my game and increase my staff complement from 2 to 4. In order to achieve this goal, I have actually started working on increase my work inflows. As a result of the Skill of Dora program, I've taken the following actions. I started by at least setting myself one goal a day to make sure that at the end of every day, I've actually achieved that one particular goal. Then from one day a goal, I've moved to setting myself 3 major action points per week and followed them through and make sure that by the end of the week, I've actually done what I set myself at the end of the day. Because of this program, I've actually realized the following results. Because I set myself daily and weekly goals, my work now flows consistently. And because there was consistency of workflow, my work actually inflows, has actually increased due to my customers making a lot of referrals to me, and these people are actually pleased with the way I'm doing my work. The second key to that area is that there's so much consistency in my work, there's smooth flow of work. I've actually increased my turnaround time, my cash inflow has actually increased, and because of this, it is now time that I engage extra staff, because right now I'm actually overloaded with work. Ladies and gentlemen, I tell you, by the end of this program, I would have actually employed the extra staff that I need. And I would like to urge all of you who are not on this program to join the Skill of the Dora program. Because I tell you, if you want to become a better businessman, an efficient businessman, and increase your turnaround, increase your income flows, join this program. It works. I thank you.
So yeah, Jonah, there we have it. One person who's got a great testimony. I hope as well, someone out there has just been inspired there, taking steps to make a difference, to change their situation.
Yeah, that is Chamu from Skiri Redora. As you know, for those who may not be aware of it, Skiri Redora is actually a child of this program. It emanated from this very program. So in a way, we could say that Glenda birthed the whole process, gave birth to Success Family and to Skiri Redora.
I wish I would take the credit.
Yeah, but honestly, without this program, it wouldn't be there. And what we've tried as much as possible is to make everything as transparent as possible. When we started, we had 12 members. Unfortunately, we have lost 4 members along the way, and now we are with 8 members. But each of those 8 members, by the end of the first month, I say to them, do you want to continue with the program or not? They've done 30 days. And if you don't want to continue, I understand, because when you joined, you didn't know what was in stock for you. So maybe you find the workload is too much. Maybe you find it is not giving you the results you want. And if you opt out, we will give you the full amount you paid plus any expenses you incurred. Maybe you paid via EcoCash and you incurred. So after 30 days, we still had our members. And yeah, I'm pretty happy with the feedback. And, you know, it's a tough program. I won't lie. And we take only a few people, but my emphasis is on results. I'm obsessed about results. At my age, I'm no longer interested in a lot, but I want to make sure that I leave a legacy where my efforts through my God-given talent are making a positive change in people's lives. But let me finish up. I know we're running out of time. The last two habits. One is habit of action. Habit of action. We are saying there are two major actions that people need to do. One are actions that are urgent and important. The firefighting you need to do, the crisis you need to attend to. Most of us focus on this. But if you are going to grow, you also need to look at actions that are not urgent but important. The analyzing, the goal setting, the planning, holding yourself accountable, making sure you use your willpower to take action. So if you want to pay the price, you need to make sure that you are balancing between those that are the tasks that are urgent and important and those that are not urgent but important, because those are the ones that make you grow. It's when you analyze, when you goal set, when you plan, when you build relationships, when you do all those things that might not give you immediate results but have such an important bearing on your future results. Next is habits of action. Oh, sorry, I've spoken of habits of action. Still on habits of action, there are a few things you need to note. If you are going to make a change in your situation, you need to master goal setting. You need to master the art of focus. The reason why, you know, you heard Chamu saying one major action per week is because we've realized when you spread yourself thin, you're trying to boil the ocean. So we teach people to focus, laser-like focus, and make sure whatever you've set, you do it. Perseverance. When we talk of taking action, you don't give up because you've met one hurdle or you've met a setback. We teach you to continue to persevere. And then reflection is part of it. The last one is habits of networking. Choosing the right company. If it's of utmost importance, that kana uchida kuburuka se gondo usatambe madaka ne matachka. You need to fly like an eagle. Hang around with eagles, particularly eagles that are also making that transition. So you need to choose the right company, and you need to learn the art of communication and collaboration. So the ultimate price is changing your character in order to determine your destiny. Imagine changing the people you play with, because at some point you have to make that decision. And if you can't make that decision, you remain where you are. Imagine changing maybe your mode of transport. Imagine changing the time you sleep, the time you wake up, the direction you take. So all those changes are not comfortable, but that is the ultimate price you need to pay for you to make progress.
I'm a shortcut.
I'm a shortcut. You know what then happens? The problem with humanity is that everybody starts to think it's possible. Jonah did it, but they don't look at the probability, at the statistics. Your probability of doing it, even if you play every single day, is 0.00001 out of 100. But that one person has eaten. So there is a possibility. It's life. But most of us go through life thinking, I will work near luck. You will be disappointed. Right. That is why, yes, somebody I'm gonna manyaga nonga marriage farm bandit, but people go and learn a skill because they want an assured method of earning a living rather than counting on luck. Because if you count on luck, the majority of people will be disappointed because only a very, very tiny minority are lucky.
Interesting. Your parting shots as we let you go.
My parting shots are these. Three things you need. Most people say, I can do this, Ruta or Najona, I can do it by myself. Most people are not able to do it. One, you need a method. What is the method you are using for implementing that change? And that method must be implemented consistently. I have come to the conclusion that you need a minimum of 90 days for a change to stick. Number two, you need accountability. You need somebody who holds you accountable. Who follows up on you. Number three, you need to be in the right environment, hanging up with the right people. And I'm saying, if you're one of those people who are brave enough, strong enough to pay the price, then send your name via WhatsApp to 0775190718 and join the success family. I'll repeat that, 0775190718. Method, accountability, environment, and you pay the ultimate price for progress.
Nice one. It's always great to have you on the show. We've been inspired as usual. We get to do this again next week, same time. I hope somebody out there has learned a thing or two. Someone says here, hi, Jonah. With Jonah, my life is changing, balancing the quadrants to be successful. Garbage out negative people. With Skitty, their daughter, success, chete, chete. It's patience coming through with that one there. Always good. It's great to get feedback of such nature. People are definitely getting something from this session, which is really good. Jonah, I must say it's been good, and I did thrash you left, right, and center. The battle I won, hands down.
Well done.
Not really. I'm joking. Yeah, you had quite a few votes, but I outclassed you, though, this time around.
Well done. Congratulations. Enjoy it whilst
thank
it lasts.
So for next week, you'll be coming back with the comeback night.
Definitely.
All right, so the battle was between Ebenezer and Favor, and Ebenezer was actually Jonah Mungoshi's choice. So, yeah, outclassing the man himself, Reverend T.T. Chivaviro. We have Matthias Mere. Jonah, next week, same time, take care.
Awesome. Take care. Bye now.